just what you want.
Welcome to the Men of Eight Gang Podcast, episode 118. I'm Steve Borsch, and I am on with Tim Elliott.
Happy Twins opening day.
There you go. Graham thickens.
Yeah, springtime might hit 70 here this weekend.
Ooh.
Ooh,
Phil Wilson.
Hello. Yeah, it is a Twins opener. And this morning, you know, I have a Twins jersey, and it switched family members about three times before it actually went out the door today. So,
oh, wow.
Let me wear it. I want to wear it.
I mean, you have actual Twins paraphernalia?
Well, it's a Twins jersey from the days when I was working at CBS and WCCO was downstairs. And that was when they had the Twins. So.
Okay. Well, I've told this story to my son, but when I was in grade school, a bunch of us went out to the airport to meet the Twins coming off and getting, baseballs signed and stuff. And I had all of these great signatures, Mudcat Grant, Tony Oliva, Harmon Killebrew, and so on.
Never heard of
them. A couple years later, I decided that I'd add my own signature to the ball,
nice.
Which was not a good move. Anyway,
that will increase the value.
That's yeah, sure. Right, right, yes. Right. Yeah, I was like 10.
Ruin a souvenir. Yeah,
I think that'll only hold value at your estate sale.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that was not a smart move. Hey, so Phil, you were downtown near the Twins ballpark.
I was at the fine line on Monday. Nice segue, Mr. Segway.
Thank you.
I was at the CatFo event that MEMA co-sponsors at the fine line, and always a good gathering of people to talk about the future of advertising. And I think it was interesting. We had from Switzerland, Anders from Switzerland was there.
Schosted.
Schosted? Is that how you, I'd say, see, I'd this say, is terrible. I'd say, yeah. I live in Minnesota and I can't pronounce the Norwegian names, but he was here from Hyper Island, which is a school for advertising in Switzerland. And we had a interesting conversation about obviously social media and community building and advertising and interactive, and it was okay. It was, I don't think there was anything there new to learn, but again, it's hard to get a good perspective because we've been covering this stuff and been interested in it for so long that there are still plenty of people to catch up.
And what's the CAT mean in CatFOA? FOA is future of advertising.
Conversations and
about technology.
Conversations about technology.
Got it.
Something or other. Yeah. So
Phil, did the use of Helvetica in ads come up?
No, but Motrin Moms did.
No.
You're kidding. No.
I'm not kidding.
Motrin Moms. Oh, no.
Motrin Moms. Remember we... I bitched about that 2 years ago. So. Yeah.
Oh, my
but again,
God.
There are people that still are learning this process. So it's interesting. The thing that I would like to do, and I've talked to Albert Mergy at Provident Partners and, the Marketing Edge podcast, and we've talked about what's the next level. And Albert put together some stuff with the Social Media Club. We did a discussion with John Bernier John at Best Buy. What's nobody named Smith and Jones anymore? From Best Buy for a discussion on analytics that was a little bit higher level than you can log on to Radian 6, et cetera. So, but where do you turn for that next level of discussion?
You know, I got to throw something out here. I was at a Fallon brain food event a week or so ago. They really do a nice job with theirs, and they're kind of open to the public. I mean, they don't broadly announce them, but they did a thing on TV 2.0 that was great. Just a lunch thing, and they serve food and have a presentation, and they're having another one next week on the 12th that I'm going to go to. Marty Weatherall is going to talk about startups, of which he is quite familiar as he has one of his own. And he, of course, is still a Fallon employee. So I was impressed with the quality of their discussion.
Well, how often do they have these?
They're doing them about one a month, but now this next one is only two or three weeks away from the last one. So
are they going to appreciate us talking about it? Or
Well, I think so. I mean, I think they're open to let anyone from the local ad community or, you know, social media startup community attend these things. You know, and if you know Marty, contact him. I'm sure he'd be happy to invite you.
Well, what the TV 2.0, mainly because we have Andrew Weber's Inveni.
Aaron Weber.
I'm sorry, Aaron, if you're listening. Aaron Weber's Inveni, it's all about TV being social. And so was that event about that?
Yeah.
Or is that just a piece of it?
Yeah, it pretty much was about how, you know, the social aspect of television is what's really, really taking off. I mean, they didn't talk specifically about tools like Inveni, but they showed a lot of possibilities, like, here's what's coming, you know, and they presented it visually, and they presented things that I'm sure they're discussing with their major clients. I mean, this was a presentation that I'm sure they give to their major television advertiser clients saying, sure, hey, look, guys, this here's is what's coming. On. You better be ready for it, you know. And you know, the underlying implication is here's an agency, Fallon, that's ready to take them there, you know. I mean, they told me when I was there that Aki Spicer is the director of digital strategy there. And there were eight people in digital at Fallon when he joined, which has to be, I don't know, 5-6 years or more ago. There's 34 now. And these guys are out in front of what's going on in that world, let me tell you.
Wow.
So, yeah. And they have such a nice facility there on the 24th floor of whatever that building is at 9th and Marquette.
Yep.
And
I think what they could do, they could probably invite Steve to come do an afternoon session where he could basically talk through the many ways that he's rigged up his TV to be part of internet television.
Hey, I'm just testing.
TV 2.0, you get your Mini, you get your Roku box.
Your Boxy.
Your Apple TV.
Your Apple TV.
He's got them all.
All he needs is an iPad 2 with the little connector. It'll complete the entire possible universe.
Can I tell you something, though, in all seriousness?
This is why he has a pasty white complexion, by the way.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't wear shorts when I went out and walked last night. But anyway, in all seriousness, the AirPlay capability on the Apple TV with the iPad and the iPhone is just, it rocks. I mean, to be able to just push a button and send a video to the TV.
Yeah. So Steve, if you're like in the Hulu app, let's say on the iPad, you can actually play the show on your TV through Apple TV.
I don't know if the Hulu app is AirPlay ready yet.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't.
But if you had, but if you had a video, let's say a video you took on your phone, right?
Yep.
You could actually stream it right directly from your phone to your Apple TV.
Yep.
That's pretty compelling.
Well, and Apple is licensing AirPlay to consumer electronics manufacturers to be able to put AirPlay capability in, and they're doing the same thing with apps. You know, essentially, really, I think we'll, at the Worldwide Developers Conference in June, I think we'll see a lot about pumping AirPlay as a way to tie it together.
Who do we know that's going to be out there? Do we know anybody yet? We'll have to find out.
No, we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a podcast or something.
Stop, Graham. He's going to make a segue.
I'm going to make a segue. Well, and here's the segue. The segue is, as long as we're talking about developers, upcoming is Mini Demo, and it's going to be in, of all places, St. Cloud, Minnesota. And it's going to be there because of Aaron Weber's and his brothers started a company up there called W3i. And Rob is a guy who is not only well connected, but he sees the future. He sees beyond the hill. And, besides that, he's a particle physicist and is into quantum mechanics. No, I'm kidding.
What? Yeah. Wait, wow. What? I was going to say, I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, you learn something new every...
All of a sudden feel really stupid.
But he's willing to chat with us. And so why don't we add him to the podcast and chat with Rob.
they've got a good lineup. But why don't you go ahead and dial him up? And I, you know, they've got a good lineup of demos planned. It looks like 10. Is it? Am I reading that? Yeah, they've got 10 demos scheduled for that. So and the committee are Rob Weber, Ricky Matheson from an SCSU student, Dan Gregory, the dean of the graduate students at SCSU, and then Brian Schoenborn from Leonard Street and Denard. So is Aaron with us?
No, but Rob might be.
Excuse me, is Rob?
It's so hard to keep these Weber brothers straight. They're everywhere.
All right. So Rob Weber, how are you?
I am well. It's been a while since episode 66 in early 2010 there.
That's right.
No, wait a minute. That's the last time we had you on? Because Graham and I kind of went back and forth on this a little bit. Was that the last time we had you on?
I think so. Yeah.
Time flies.
I listen to your podcast every episode. I like the last one, by the way, with the Lakeville patch. That was pretty cool hearing about AOL strategy and kind of how it's, you know, changing the content business and...
Yeah,
well, it was an interesting, you know, Derek's an interesting guy, and it was really interesting to sit and chat with him, not only on the podcast, but over coffee here in lovely Lakeville. So, but let's talk about St. Cloud and what's going on up there.
Yeah. You
put yourself together a fine demo.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, Ben reached out to me, you know, Ben from Ministar reached out to me in the fall. And yeah, this idea for an experiment of trying to run one of the mini demos outside of the, you know, Twin Cities Metro. And he thought, he asked if I'd help him organize a St. Cloud event. And I said, sure, that'd be awesome. I've been going, you know, to most of the mini events over the last few years. So, you know, I think it'll be pretty interesting.
And hundreds of hours later, it's almost a reality then. I'm sure you put a ton of work into it.
Wow. I had no idea what these mini events were about as a, you know, from like a kind of a co-organizer perspective. Holy cow. I guess, the Mobile 3D and Mobile March. I was out in Mexico, otherwise I would have went to that, but you probably know what it's like, as an organizer, huh?
Oh yeah. It's like juggling cats pretty much. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun because, you know, once it's done, you really feel like you've gotten something done, and then you know, of course you got to worry about the next one and that sort of thing, but we'll hope to see you at that one. But tell us about some of the stuff that's coming out of St. Cloud. Are these all St. Cloud demos, or will we bring them in from some of the other communities?
It's about half sort of greater Minnesota, kind of St. Cloud, and about half folks from the metro. Okay. I thought it'd be important to kind of have a mix in that. I thought it'd be great to have some exposure, you know, within the St. Cloud community of kind of what's going on in the metro a little bit. Although, so I think, so it's a mix. We do have one company's driving up from Mankato. So I thought that was cool to kind of have, if you're sort of thinking about greater Minnesota, to kind of pull in, you know, Mankato too. So,
which one's that, Rob?
That one is the people-driven performance. It's the software as a service kind of enterprise communication platform. I'm not real familiar with it, but I think it'll be interesting to see come next week.
Well, it engages employees and accelerates strategy execution. That's what it does. At least that's what it says here on the page.
We need that. The world needs that.
Exactly.
Yep.
So when you work with the put together this list of demos, and I think we should probably do you have that list committed to memory, Rob? Did you want to go through it?
Yeah, I could provide some highlights if that'd be helpful. Or
that would be wonderful, because I like to look. It's easy for us to get into this, you know, our own little world, and obviously what's going on in the Twin Cities. Now you obviously have a little bit different perspective because you're actually outside the cities on a regular basis, but it's always good to know that the innovation is not just coming from large metro area. It's coming from outstate or the state in general. So I think that this is a wonderful event to showcase that.
Yeah. So, you know, if you look at the outstate companies, or guys with sort of the thin cloud connections, you know, Field Nation is kind of like the cloud for IT professionals. Manuel, founder, actually a couple of years ago, he started this company, Field Nation, but he used to be at, think of like Geek Squad, but, you know, without with more of a cloud-based sort of model. So he's got over 10,000 field technicians that sort of pick off tickets from his Field Nation service. And you can basically get people to come out to your house and fix your electronics and computer repair issues for about $50 for an hour.
Wow. Whereas
squat. So he's cut out a lot of the middlemen, and therefore the pricing is a bit different. He's growing very quickly too. He went to, you know, he actually went to computer science with my twin brother Ryan, other co-founder of W3i. So they have some history together back, you know, when they were in computer science together in the early 2000s. So if you kind of go down the list, I'm sure you guys know Aaron Cardell and Locate My Deal and the other folks there.
Yeah.
You know, Feed Logic, this will be an interesting one. It's actually a on-farm, like this feed technology. So I haven't actually seen it yet, but they were referred to us from another one of the other co-organized, Brian Schoenborn. But they basically it allows farmers to feed their farm animals more efficiently. So it'll be I think it'll be one of those ones that people kind of think, wow, what, didn't know.
Outstanding.
That
is great. That's
it. Has a nerd factor. Yeah.
Where's he based?
He's in St. Cloud here.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So then there's logic learning. So logic learning is the kind of programming. Well, basically, they're using game development to teach high school age kids to get them more excited about math and science through sort of the STEM programs. So it's kind of got a, it's sort of a, it's really more of an education play, but it's kind of, it's pretty interesting. That's something I'm very passionate about, sort of, you know, education. You know, Social Samba, have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
This one is actually a Minneapolis. Well, it's one of the co-founders is the ex-CTO of Redbrick. You guys know Redbrick?
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be Matt. And then the other co-founder is based in San Francisco. They both used to work together at Sun Microsystems in the 90s in San Francisco. And then Matt moved back to Minneapolis. His other co-founder is still out in San Francisco, while Matt is sort of building up the team here. But it's like social networking for scripted characters. I'm super excited about this business.
This really does look very cool. Yeah, very nice.
So you'll I think that one will be one to really keep an eye on. Flip Toast is like you guys all use like Twitter clients.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So one of W3i's programmers actually sort of moonlighting built this Flip Toast sort of Facebook client. So Shivani is her name. She'll be demoing Flip Toast and kind of the features and functionality and whatnot. Jam Party was just in the Star Tribune a couple weekends ago. I don't know if you saw the article. You guys catch that one?
I missed that one.
A video game company in Minneapolis that it's sort of a kind of a sort of inspired by Guitar Hero. Did you guys know that Activision has a pretty good size office in Minneapolis?
Oh yeah. Yep.
So these guys used to some of the folks involved here used to sold their business to Activision. I think Chad and Chad through that worked at Activision. It's a very quality team. They'll be rocking the auditorium with some loud music and some game. I think it'll be a very make sure none of the geeks are falling asleep.
Sounds cool.
And kind of wrapping it up, Live Edit, and we already talked about people-driven performance, but Live Edit is a St. Cloud company that provides probably sort of similar to, is it the engine that TST built?
Yeah, yep. Right.
It completely overlaps. They're going after different market segments. And but it's sort of this sort of content system, you know, management system. And then you have Right Time is a one of the more successful companies in St. Cloud was called Banker Systems, which sold to Walters Kluwer, this European company. It's sort of job costing for warehouses sort of worldwide. Do you guys know Julio Zapata, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
So Julio actually mentioned him in his latest book, the Business of iPad, because he's using Right Time to sort of capture this sort of job costing in these warehouses around the world. Kind of an interesting use of the iPad. So that's kind of rounds it out. I think it'd be pretty exciting. I think, you know, up here, you guys have all been to many, many star events. We all love them dearly, but you know, in St. Cloud community, I've been yelling at all these people to come down to the mini events, and a few have, but this will be the first time, you know, really most of the community up here has ever been involved in such an event. And I think this is a great way to sort of build the, build awareness for all the cool things that are going on in the metro as well, and kind of maybe connect the communities more. So yep. I think it'll be very, it'll be a lot of fun. Should be interesting to see how it goes.
This is really an amazing lineup.
Yeah, it is. It's impressive. And you've sure gotten the community coming out. You sold out the event so fast, you had to keep adding tickets, right, to accommodate demand.
Yeah, I think we could have added a lot more tickets. I think we had 225 to start with. And then we added 60, I think. So it was a 285. And that second 60 was gone in, it seemed like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So they could have probably added more. But I think there's actually a few open tickets. Ben, we'll be live streaming the event. So I think Luke sent out an email yesterday.
Yes, I got it. Yeah.
You've got about 14 tickets left, as a matter of fact, on the Eventbrite site.
Yeah, he was begging people that aren't going to come, that have tickets, to please let him know, because there's other people waiting. And I'll tell you, Rob, it's an impressive lineup of sponsors, too. You got the whole community up there behind you and a lot of folks from here, too. So kudos to you for pulling it together like this.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised, honestly. They typically want 4 to 6 sponsors, and I sent out 10 or 11 emails, and literally every single person accepted, so I wasn't going to turn anyone down.
Nice.
Yeah, we had the St. Paul Times, which actually did, in their Sunday article, they featured Mini Demo, you know, St. Cloud on their, I think it was a weekend or two ago on the Sunday paper.
Front page, right?
Yeah, front page. It was awesome. And then we have eBureau is a heavily, I'm pretty good friends with their founder, Gordy Meyer. They're, you know, they're, I don't know if you guys have heard of eBureau. They're
investors. Sure, backed by Split Rock. Yep.
Yeah, Split Rock and Red Point. Yep. Very successful growing company up here in St. Cloud, by the way. And then we have Granite Equity, kind of a local VC that I'm guessing most of the folks in the Twin Cities haven't heard of. They're probably like a $25 million fund. They invested. I'm just kind of highlighting some of the sponsors. St. Cloud State has been a huge contributor. Earl Potter, the president, when he heard about this, actually came over to my office.
So this
is of a 15,000 student, you know, college or university, and he basically took the time out of his schedule to come and learn more about it. So very good support, and lots of others too. I don't want to skip anyone, but
yeah, well, and that campus is great. Where you're the venue where you're having it, I've been there. It's an excellent facility. And
through St. Cloud's good graces, St. Cloud State, there will be free beer.
Aha!
You know, and I can't think of anything better when you have to turn right around and drive an hour or so home.
I think I'm staying overnight.
But we'll probably get some soda for you city folks that come up here.
All right. Well, too bad the train's not running.
Oh, yeah. God, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Maybe you guys can carpool. Then one of you guys can be the designated driver, and the rest can have fun.
There we go. Yeah, but then I'd have to take Tim and Phil back to Lakeville.
Like 1 a.m.
You make that sound like it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's so far south.
Stop!
We're right.
Yeah,
right
we're
on
taking,
the.
Right next to Atlanta.
Yeah, we're right on the border with Iowa, right?
Yeah, right.
That's all right,
you guys. Well, listen, it's going to be a great event. I look forward to it. What I really like is the fact that it's a lot of the people just don't realize the impact that Minnesota startups and Minnesota innovators are having on other businesses outside of what we would consider tech businesses. You know, the farm business has been very innovative as far as delivering tools. And I think that things like FeedLogic will help people better understand that. But I mean, it moves well beyond the entertainment and media world.
Yeah, we could use a little exposure to that, those other industries that serve our state so well, you know? And that'll be a good one.
Maybe, was it the Passy Pass that everyone was talking about? Maybe this will be this sort of demo's version of the Passy Pass.
The Passy Pass.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds great. Rob, thanks. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, I heard in the last podcast that we organizers need to get these events and better understand the dates of the events around town. I'll have to work on that next time.
Isn't that crazy? It's all in 1 week, Rob.
Yeah.
Super packed week next week.
That's all right. Man. What's up? We're calling it Tech Week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
See you, Rob. I'll see you Tuesday afternoon. See
ya. Yep.
Excellent. We'll see you.
Take care.
Bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, this ought to be a great event. And you know what? I mean, it really is important to be inclusive throughout the entire state. You know, I keep thinking back to, and of course now his name just blew out of my brain, the guy from Fairmont that started his company. He's one of the first interviews I did with Minovate too, and how going to Mankato State and having bandwidth. He said, you know, everybody else was out partying Friday and Saturday night. I had all this bandwidth to myself. So he was doing stuff in the cloud at the time and, you know, getting on LAMP servers, Linux and Apache, MySQL, PHP, and building stuff. And
God, you sound like such a geek.
Yeah, well, you know.
LAMP, baby.
LAMP. Broadband. And
there we go.
You rock.
But, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, it's amazing what happens when you sit there and you've got this kind of bandwidth. You know, that 5010 service, Tim, that, you know, the Comcast service that you were involved in early on. Yeah. We just got a new modem. And it's faster. I mean, the throughput is better with this new modem. And I got to tell you, when you get that kind of bandwidth, and I know it's still a joke in comparison to a lot of parts of the world, but these communities are getting solid bandwidth, and they're going to be able to do more and more online, regardless of where they are in the state. So
yeah, and the bandwidth is only increasing.
It is. Yep.
And it's too bad Duluth lost out to Kansas City, Kansas on that fiber thing or whatever it was. I was rooting for the twin ports, but they came ever so close.
Yep.
There's still a great town, though, with a lot of stuff going on up there in tech, too. So the day will come. Maybe when we get the train, we'll have a mini demo in Duluth.
Oh, that would be great.
I would travel
for a mini demo in Duluth.
Oh, I would, too. I'd drive that 2.5 hours any day.
I'd stay up there for a weekend.
I'd go watch my buddies surf up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, wow. Surfing in Duluth. Wow.
I posted a video. You guys got to see it where they mount the little GoPro camera on the front of their board. And my buddy Ryan Payton did an unbelievable, awesome video of him up there with icicles hanging off his hood.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. It's so fun. You wouldn't believe it. I figured somebody would get a GoPro on their board up there.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of doing stuff in the cloud, Tim, You know more about this, I think, than any of us, but the announcement by Amazon of Cloud Drive. So what's going on with that?
Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks for Amazon. Cloud Drive is sort of their version of iDisk. They've centered it around music right now, but you can store any kind of file in the Cloud Drive. Right now, it's only through the browser on various platforms that uses an Adobe Air kind of helper app to actually play what you put up into your cloud drive. You get 5 gigs for free. And interestingly, all of the stuff that you've bought through Amazon MP3 doesn't count to your 5 gigs. And if you buy at least one album a year, you get 20 gigs for free. I think it's kind of an interesting solution. And those of us that have Android phones, they've actually built in the player app right into the MP3 app store. So you've got the app store and you've got the music store, and you've got your player in one. And so you can buy music and then play it, stream it directly on your phone.
That's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, no, it's similar to what's been rumored that Apple's going to be doing with their iTunes in the cloud thing with their data center down in North Carolina, but they haven't introduced it yet. And it's very clear to me that Amazon is heavily embedded into the Android side of things, and so I would expect to see the next version of the Kindle to be Android based. If we even see a next version, they made this go directly and do an iPad style thing, because just the week before they introduced their new app store for Amazon as well. So this interesting stuff. And one thing that I'm not sure if it's Apple or if it's Amazon, but iOS devices don't work with Cloud Drive yet. So either Amazon is not going to do an app, or they've submitted an app and Apple hasn't approved it yet.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, now, is there any way for people to participate with Cloud Drive? Is this really set up for personal? I mean, you've got Amazon S3 for storage and EC2 for computing, and so developers can take advantage of that. This Cloud Drive, though, is really for consumers. right?
Yes, okay. Yes. And you can put, I mean, they give you pre-made folders for video, for pictures, for music and documents. Okay. Okay. So you can use it sort of like a Dropbox, but it is not as integrated into the OS as Dropbox is.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the problems. Now, clearly, Amazon's a big company. They've got a lot of smart people. They can make this a Dropbox if they wanted to. And I would expect to see them move in that direction because 20 gigs of free storage a year just nice. By, you know, buying a $10 record that you're going to buy anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I think that's good. And then your music purchases on Amazon don't count. So you could conceivably have 100 or 200 gigs of music there as long as you bought everything on Amazon and not pay anything for it. And then stream it to whatever device that you have at hand.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and I've tested it over 3G and the 4G service that T-Mobile has. And it works fine. It works better, I think, over Wi-Fi, where you have a better, larger streaming buffer than you do on the mobile networks. So, and one other interesting thing is you can download too, right from the cloud drive. So you don't have to stream everything. There's a little download button that if you want to, you know, if you're getting on a flight, let's say, and you want to download some music or a podcast or something to listen to, you can do that right within the app.
Nice. It's just, you know, I continually am stunned with the acceleration in all this stuff that's available to us. I know how it's changed our business. I mean, Dropbox has changed the way that we work with correspondents and photographers that we have in different parts of the world and even in our own company and even for ourselves, where, you know, my wife will drop something in the Dropbox on her computer at work, jump in the car and take off and later on open up her laptop and it syncs up. And, you know, it's just so simple that there's not a lot of training. You know, you're not zipping stuff up and using YouSendIt or, you know, trying to figure out how to create a shared drive and all this stuff. It's just brain dead simple.
Well, you know, I'm just about ready to get another MacBook, and you know, one of the problems that I've had with the Air is that, you know, kind of lack of local storage. With something like this, if I could have 20 gigs of music just sitting off in a cloud, that whole objection sort of goes away.
Yeah,
that's totally where I'm at too, and I'm about to finally get my MacBook Air.
Yeah, well, I upgraded to 100 gigs of Dropbox. Because we were using it so much, and I still try to manage by pulling stuff out of there. But
yeah, but be sure to read about that security hole that guy found.
I did.
You should read that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it worry you?
No, not yet.
Doesn't. Okay.
No, not for the way we use it. But
okay.
I know that Phil, you got to drop off here in just a few minutes. So let's chat briefly about upcoming events. We talked about these before, but Mini WebCon's coming up on the 11th. This
it's
is next
tech
week.
It's Tech Week.
Tech Week
in Minnesota. The ground's already shaking. In a world where tech in Minnesota.
Okay. Mini you can demo buy on St. Cloud.
But you'll only need the edge.
Mojo Mixer on the 13th. Mimas Spring Social. I forgot about that. I'm glad you stuck that in. That's also on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
MHT Spring Conference, which, by the way, Margaret Anderson Kelleher, the director of MHT, is on the list to be at Mini Demo, so that's kind of cool.
Do we predict any high tech will be talked about at the high tech association meeting?
There might be a sighting.
There might be. God, I hope so. I have great.
There's
Wait a
mobile
minute.
And
I have a word for you. Freemium.
Freemium.
Wow. There's a word. Yeah. There's a word I haven't heard before.
Well, maybe we'll talk about cloud. Cloud computing.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's not be nasty. But I have great faith in the new chairman.
MHTA is in a transition mode, and they are seriously making a play to really, I think, really overhaul that.
Absolutely.
Organization.
Absolutely. We got to give them some time. So.
Yeah.
And then I did not know about this, but the 15th and 16th, the Dell Compellent Career Open Houses.
Yeah.
So they're hiring. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So they're really staffing up there, huh? Graham?
Marketing, sales, and engineering. Yeah. Across the board. I mean, Dell is on a tear, and they just announced they're going to spend, Dell did, $1 billion this year in cloud spending and data centers and so forth. So the race is on, and
no kidding.
In cloud. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. But Dell Compellent is holding these events at the Sofitel on Friday and a shorter one, 2 hours on Saturday morning for those who can't break away from work. So you might want to check that out. I think it might be where you have to submit your resume from a form on the site. And I don't know if it's an invite only kind of a thing or not. I'm not clear on that, but that was my understanding, is that you have to submit from the site and then you'll be invited to come to the event. But check it out. Read that site. We'll put it in the show notes, compellentjobs.com.
Great. Sounds great.
All right.
Well, next week we are doing the podcast live at MHTA, right?
Yes, we are.
And it will be freemium.
We should start charging 99 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. We would make, the four of us together, 99 cents times four.
Listener.
Sounds good. Yeah.
My dad listens, so it's
$5. Well, I got love, but there you go. My mom would listen, but she's still trying to figure out the fax machine, so.
you could buy her a computer. She wouldn't have to use a fax machine.
She could put it in her cloud drive and stream it there on her Android phone.
Yeah, exactly.
That would work.
Old ladies would love this, Phil.
Right, you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week on the Minute of Eight Gang podcast.
Take care.
Just see you, Phil.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. First you burn hot, then you run cold. You treated me mean. I keep you on hold. I love you, baby, but your ways are getting old. A cold-blooded lover, your story should be told. You a cold-blooded lover, you sure ain't got no soul. Door. It's cold outside, but I'm not sleeping on your floor.